Hello?
Okay.
I got your SMS. You asked I call you back.
Yes, I sent the message.
Okay.
Yeah. So, to the best of my knowledge, I believe this case has been trashed, but I don't know. Let me not say I don't know. You asked for the measures you've taken concerning the case, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. The day it happened, considering the circumstances surrounding the case, anyway, the persons involved are children, right?
Yes.
All right. So, the first thing we did was get to the class teachers, inform them. At least I made sure they don't sit together again in class. And the strict monitoring during school hours, especially in the class. Now, I don't know if you were told it. It happened after school hours. We released them.
Within the school premises.
It happened within the school premises, right? Okay. But we all have gone. I was surprised when I heard of that case. There was nobody in the compound. I wasn't there. I usually go home last with the security man.
So what happened? How come that day the pupils were left? Pupils below age 10 were left in school alone without security and without any teacher around. If at all you say you were not in school.
We don't leave them alone. Most times I stay till the last child leaves.
Okay.
Most times. Yes. Because where they said the thing happened was right behind my window. No child goes there. No child goes there. So if you should have children staying back at all, maybe one or two families, they come late and the security man stays back. So when I was telling him, he was like, where, when, how? And I remember vividly the boy. I saw the sister come pick him. I was standing right at the door. Because usually when they dismiss, they go to the playing ground and try to use some of the things there. So we'll be like, no, go home. It's time to go home. So I remember seeing the sister come ask me for the boy. And I said I saw him running around somewhere. And they left. They crossed the gate. They left. So when the call came much later, I said, then who was in the compound? Why would they? Anyway, that gate is never locked. Because what happens is that everybody leaves, they just shut the gate. Maybe they went back. I don't know. I can't describe it. But I know that immediately we discharge children, they go home. And the aunt of that treasure complained that she comes back to the house late. And they leave the very next building to the school. So what will she be doing along the street, okay, for another 40, 50 minutes? That means she doesn't go home immediately. That's what it means.
Is this you trying to blame that little girl?
I'm not trying to blame the child. I'm explaining the circumstance. That was how I started, remember? Because we asked questions. We asked questions from teachers to other pupils to security man. And I asked questions. So later, the girl was invited with the little boy to their classmates. So they were questioned. And what we did was admonish them, because I learned the little girl, the aunt, has already flogged them. So we won't flog again. We use the word of God, you know, and then make sure they don't sit together again. Then tell them when the school dismisses, please go home, go to your parents, go to your guardians. We don't want to start having stories like this happening again. Okay?
All right. Okay, initially you said you left the issue for the school proprietors. What?
Yes, when the aunt kept complaining that she wanted the other parents.
I don't think complaining here is the right word to use for the situation.
I may have used it, yes.
It is report way. That should be the right word, I suppose.
Yeah, she wanted to see the parents, I believe. That was the point. She said she wanted the parents involved this time.
But so, is the boy's parents, have the school officially informed the boy's parents, in this case, Kenne, of what is going on?
Officially, I did not. I did not because I wasn't there. I was told this is what happened. Mm-hmm. Understand all these things that they said. I said, okay. And the little sister I learned, went straight to Treasure's aunt to tell her.
So if this is they said, I said, this is also Kenneth's sibling confirming whatever Treasure's aunt said, and it is still treated as they said.
Well, madam, this happened after school hours. I don't know how else to explain to say this. Assuming she had called me on the phone without going to Treasure's mom, maybe I'll call her or the parents to this. But these things. I don't know how to explain it.
You were going to share the proprietress number with me. Don't bother, I have it already. I was actually waiting for you to send to me, but you didn't. I'll call her after this call.
Okay.
But okay. Like I asked, I don't know, what informed you speaking? Because initially you said this issue has been, you had left it for the school proprietress to handle because it is beyond you. And it is, you said she has years of experience better than you.
In teaching. Yeah, she's been running the school.
So what informed the decision to speak to me about it?
You called me, right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.